Aesthetics Today, we talk about the health and beauty industry. We cover everything from clinic launches to exciting new treatments and beauty tips. The Aesthetics Today podcast is sponsored by Digital Aesthetics. Today we are talking with Dr. Sarah Shah, a specialist in aesthetic medicine and member of the Royal College of General Practitioners. She currently divides her time between providing patient care and her facial aesthetics clinics based in Harley Street and the City of London. Dr. Shah, could you share with us your journey into aesthetics medicine and what inspired you to specialize in the field?
My journey started in medicine. I always had a passion and interest in healing and problem solving, giving care and helping people feel better. It was always in my innate nature. After graduating as a doctor in 2004, I went on to complete my GP training. Again, because treating people wholly and holistically always felt the most natural to me. I was also interested in art and beauty and was very creative. And the non-surgical aesthetic industry was very new and exciting at the time. So I started training alongside doing my GP work. And because I had a natural passion and ability for it, I trained in everything, consumed all types of procedures and mastered even the complicated ones very early on. And then in 2012, when I was working as a private GP in the city, I would literally finish my 11-hour shift, walk downstairs to where I'd set up a little clinic, and sometimes work till like 10, 11 o'clock at night. And my practice grew very, very quickly because I just loved performing the treatment so much and there was such a huge demand for it. And I've just been full-time in aesthetics ever since.
Okay, that sounds great. You've mentioned that everyone deserves to look and feel their best. Now, how does this belief shape the treatments and services offered at an artistry clinic?
So this is really the philosophy at artistry clinic, because beauty is very subjective, it's very personal. It really can't be prescriptive at all. And it means different things to different people. So we're very focused on doing very thorough consultations to gain a deep understanding of each person's unique goals, their anatomy, their concerns, you know, taking into account their ethnicity, retaining their, you know, beautiful, unique features they have. And all of this really helps guide us develop very tailored aesthetic plans. And this is what makes sure that we ensure the high satisfaction with our clients, but also it fosters a culture of empowerment and confidence.
Okay, thank you very much. What are the current trends in non-surgical aesthetic treatments, and how is Artistry Clinic responding to these trends?
So I think one of the biggest trends in the industry has been, one of the most searched terms in the aesthetic industry has been collagen. And everyone wants natural, glowing, healthy, youthful skin. And this is something that we've really embraced in the clinic. We make sure that this is a foundation of every aesthetic journey. We do a lot of work with lots of biostimulators such as Sculptra, hyperdiluted radius, polynucleotide, exosomes. This might not mean anything to you, but basically there are biostimulators. And what they do is they promote natural collagen, natural elasticity, and they lead to beautiful, natural, long-lasting results.
Okay, that's very interesting. How do you approach creating bespoke treatment plans for your clients, ensuring their individual goals and concerns are addressed?
So again, we do have very thorough consultation process, but also we do like to quantify a lot of the measurements we do for our patients. So we have some very advanced technology where we can look at a person's skin, we can measure the exact elasticity, the exact hydration levels, their skin pH. We can look at their skin on several layers and identify sun damage, check the oil levels on their skin, check for bacteria on their skin. And this way we can make very exact treatment plans so that we can not only treat them very well, but also we can monitor the results as they go through treatment plans too.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, with technology rapidly evolving, what are some of the latest innovations in aesthetic medicine that you're excited about?
A couple of things I've been really excited about this year are the personalized DNA testing where you can just take a small sample of saliva and then you can personalize treatments, for example, for hair loss, for acne, and even biological aging. So rather than do trial and error treatments, you know, if someone's losing their hair, you know exactly which treatments they will respond to, what the percentage of the likelihood is, and what kind of supplementation they need, and even, you know, some of the most common treatments, whether that would be beneficial for them or not, or would it change something else in their blood profile, for example. And another exciting advancement is exosomes, which are quite a breakthrough treatment. They are derived from stem cells, and they're very crucial in natural healing. They're very, very regenerative, so we can incorporate them into a lot of our treatments and get fantastic results.
Okay, thank you very much. In an industry where client safety and ethical considerations are paramount, how does Artistry Clinic maintain high standards of care?
So first and foremost, we are a medical clinic, so our main priority and goal is always the care of our patients. And we make sure that everyone acts with honesty and integrity and remains open at all times. We have very rigorous consultation process where we can make sure people are medically and psychologically fit. And we work in partnership with our patients so that they can make informed decisions about their care.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, Dr. Shah, can you discuss the importance of a holistic approach in aesthetics and how it influences outcomes for your patients?
Yeah, definitely. Everything is connected, and it's so important to treat the person as a whole. We like to focus on looking after every aspect, such as skin health. We provide services for health and well-being. We even look at weight management. We look at cell health. Some of my clients even joke that the sessions are like a therapy session. And we really like to cultivate positive mindsets because this really helps to improve outcomes too.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, educating clients is crucial in aesthetics. So how do you ensure clients are well informed about their chosen treatments and the care required post-treatment?
So we spend a lot of time talking to clients beforehand, really having detailed discussions and making sure that they have time to ask any questions they need to ask. They're given consent forms, they're allowed to reflect on the consent forms and spend time thinking about it before they commit to any treatment. And we let them know in advance what to expect in terms of aftercare and things as well.
Okay, thank you very much. Where do you see the field of aesthetic medicine heading in the next decade? And what role will Artistry Clinic play in this future landscape?
I think that the holistic well-being will definitely take center stage, and aesthetic medicine will be very closely related to health optimization and biohacking. We're very dedicated to championing this holistic approach because we believe that beauty is not only skin deep, but very, very connected to physical and emotional wellness. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, reflecting on your career, what do you consider your most significant achievement, and what has been your biggest challenge?
I think in my career, achieving a harmonious work-life balance while successfully running a business and nurturing my family would probably be my most significant achievement. Just trying to balance professional aspirations with personal responsibilities has not been easy, but it's been a really good learning experience. In terms of challenges, I think COVID-19 was very disruptive to the whole industry. Just trying to navigate through all the uncertainty and ensure business continuity, we demanded a lot of strategic resilience. But I think everyone's come out stronger and more committed to growth and adaptability.
Okay, thank you very much. What advice would you give to medical professionals looking to enter the field of aesthetic medicine?
My advice would be to prioritize continuous learning, to stay updated on the latest technologies and techniques, foster a deep understanding of patient needs, and always make sure you cultivate a strong set of communication skills, and just have a very strong foundation of both medical expertise and artistic sensibility. This will just not only enhance professional growth, but also contribute to the positive impact we can make to the lives of our patients.
So for someone considering visiting Artistry Clinic for the first time, what can they expect from their experience with your team?
So a first-time visitor can expect a very personalized and comprehensive experience. Our team is committed to creating a very welcoming environment where we prioritize our patients' needs and their goals. From the initial consultation to tailored treatment plans, we have a very open communication. We ensure that everyone feels informed and very comfortable throughout their aesthetic journey.
Do you have any memorable success stories or transformations that have been particularly rewarding for you and your team?
We have several stories like this. I think the ones that are most impactful and transformational are because we specialize in non-surgical treatments. A lot of the time we do see patients who have had surgeries, but many surgeries have been botched. And then they come in and actually approach them, and we can offer them a more gentle non-surgical approach and solution. For example, if someone has had 4 nose surgeries and each one has gone wrong every single time, you know, by the time they come to you, their confidence is broken, they don't have the trust, and then just ensuring that we build up their trust very slowly, and through gentle treatments we can restore their face, the symmetry, the structure. And it is very transformational for them because it is non-surgical, so that they can be completely in control of everything. And we've had some really, really brilliant results and very grateful patients.
Thank you very much. But Dr. Shah, we hope to hear from you again soon. And for the listeners, if you want to stay up to date on the latest beauty trends, subscribe to this podcast, or you can visit the website at Aesthetics Today. Aesthetics Today is sponsored by Digital Aesthetics, and you can also follow us on social media. Thank you for your time, Dr. Shah, and it was fantastic speaking to you.
Thanks for having me.